Who am I? That was Moses' retort when at the burning bush the Lord directed him to go to Pharaoh to deliver the Lord's people. Moses saw his failures and his inabilities. But the Lord wanted to turn his focus away from himself to the Lord, and so responded, "I am your who." But Moses didn't get the message. Listen to the next verses of Exodus 3, verses 13 and 14. Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" I am your who. Moses did eventually grasp the promise of those words. Recall the prophecy the Lord later revealed through Moses in Deuteronomy 18. "God will raise up a prophet like me from your midst. To him you shall listen." Moses then was no longer focused on himself and his efforts to achieve the victorious life. He was looking unto Jesus, the prophet, for you, for Moses, for all of us, our all in all. Indeed, God's raising up Moses to physically deliver his people is a striking life lesson for us. For although God did it all to save them, what happened? They continually rebelled against him. And Scripture tells us that they are an example of us and for us. They're an example showing us that we are totally unable to be godly enough to win that victorious life for us. They are an example for us, showing us our need to rely on the Lord alone, who has done it all for us. He did raise up Jesus to be the prophet. The prophet to deliver you, to make you his people spiritually, eternally. Jesus is the prophet who always got the focus right. He's the only one who could say, "I am the Almighty One who created all things. I am the Word. In the bosom of the Father, the source of all truth. I am the angel of the Lord directing Moses, directing you on the path to life. I am the way, the truth, and the life." And yet, as our substitute, he completely submitted himself to the Father's will, perfectly trusted the Father's way. He faced all of his life's trials, never giving in to the selfish despair, "Who am I?" nor the selfish boasting, "Look who I am," but always trusting the Father. "You are my I am. You are my way, my truth, and my life." At the Father's will, he made himself nothing. He was born in a manger so that every one of us could claim him as our own. He was hung, wriggling like a worm on the cross, so that every one of us could know, "My sins have been forgiven." He wouldn't use his miraculous powers. in order to serve his own selfish interests, to exalt himself. This is the prophet that the I Am sent to supply his righteousness as yours. You have a message for all. The I Am is your who. The way, the truth, and the life by which the Spirit would bring you to the promised land. Still kneeling at that flaming bush, enough light penetrated Moses that he at least responded, "If you are my who are you?" And what a response. "I am who I am. I am the unchanging God, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, who is still God and will be the same forever. I am the faithful God who hears the afflictions of my people and am coming to fulfill my promises and bring them into the promised land. I am the living God who is coming to judge the dead idols of Egypt. I am the God of wonder who will overcome Pharaoh's hard heart to bring you out with the very spoils of Egypt." And yet, Moses still was not ready to get up and go with confidence in the Lord. But what about us? Despite the Lord I Am's promises to us, how often are we also unwilling to get up and go with confidence in Him? And yet Jesus went even into death with absolute confidence in His Father. He brought us His saving righteousness by going into that cross, the death of the cross, trusting His Father's will. He did not falter, but thus brought His saving righteousness to the ends of the earth. He opened every prison of sin to give us life, liberty, and not just the pursuit of happiness, the accomplished joy of His resurrection victory. The I Am is your who. The way, the truth, and the life by which the Spirit brings you to the promised land. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 355, stanzas 1 and 2.